Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Seb. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. It's good to see you or hear you.
It's the same thing. We're doing video, but the final product will be audio. So I'm excited to chat with you. So tell us what's going on in Sourcebooks. What's happening?
All the things are happening. We've got so many amazing books that came out this year and coming out soon. I'm really excited about what we've got.
Yeah, you had some great spring titles, some winter spring titles that I love. And then I am like beyond, I was just telling you that you posted on the Instagram and I'll link in the show notes a preview of what's coming out in the summer. And I'm like, I want half of these books.
Yeah, I know. It's like you sent over like, let's talk about some books that released this year and what we've got coming up. And it was impossible to narrow it down because we have so many. So I tried my best to narrow it down, but it's still a lot of books to talk about.
But it is a good year. It's a good year. Despite a panorama, it was a good year for publishing.
Panorama is like my favorite word people use instead of what it actually is. And it cracks me up every time.
Yes, I love it. I'll say it. Like, I'm like, it's just the panorama. Like, you know, like, I don't want to talk about it anymore. But it was still like, it's still a really good year. So I have to say, like, my 2021 reading has been like chef's kiss. Like, it's been like so good. Like, all the books have been like winners. You know, I've been able to find some of your books on Hoopla on audio, and it's been like such a great experience to reread them. Like in audio, I'm like, oh, getting the experience. I'm like having another layer of it. It's been like so much fun. So
that's what I've been doing a lot, is reading a lot of audio on Hoopla and Libby, because for some reason I go home, it's like physical reading has been a bit of a struggle. Mm-hmm. But audio, it's like, you know, you can turn it up to like 2x speed or higher and just listen while you walk, listen while you clean. And so I've been getting through some books that way.
Audiobook is the way to go. And there's like so much good selection. So you don't need to pay for audiobooks. Although if you pay them, that's great. Go to Libro. But, you know, otherwise, like go to Hoopla, go to Libby, go to Tarot. There's out-of-state libraries. Like I cannot tell you how good out-of-state libraries are. Like for if your current library selection is not that good, Brooklyn and Orange County both have great selection for romance. And they're like not that expensive. Like, you know, it's a good membership. You support the library and you still get like good audio.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. All right. So let's chat some books. So let's go with summer. So first, like what's coming out? What's in the pipeline? What summer books should we be in look out to have our hotshot girl summer?
Well, first is Neon Gods from Katie Robert, which we were just talking about. This one is just delicious. It is a modern, like Sin City slick retelling of Hades and Persephone. So it is just so good. I could talk about it forever, but this one comes out June 1st, so very soon. The next is The Princess Stakes by Amelie Howard. This one comes out at the end of June. It is, I've been saying Regency, royalty, and revenge. And it's a really, really good Regency. And I've got a ton more Regencies to talk about because I know a lot of people are diving into those because of Bridgerton. But this one is great and it comes out soon. And then the next book comes out this fall. So it's the start of a series. What If You and Me? I'm Ronnie Lauren. This one is the next book after Yes, I Love You, which came out in March. This one is about a horror author and true crime podcaster, which you guys is like, when I saw that hook way back when, I was like, that book was written for me. I love it. I'm a true crime podcast binger. And it's Ronnie Lauren's just trademark, emotional, poignant writing. And that one comes out in July.
And it is spicy.
It is spicy. Yes, I should probably mention spicy books.
Those are these are spicy.
Yeah, I should mention that. So yes, Katie Roberts' Neon Gods is very spicy. Yeah. Ronnie Lauren is always spicy. And then the next one I've got, Out of Character by Annabeth Albert. This one is the next book after Eventually Yours, which you guys might remember last year. Annabeth is more of like a PG. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really cute. It's great if you are a fan of YA as well. Mm-hmm. It is about a jock and a nerd who fall in love. It is friends to enemies to friends to lovers, which I have never read a book, had never read a book with that particular trope, and it is very delicious and fun. They cosplay at a hospital, so you've got that really cute little angle. It's so good, and it's queer. Uncharted by Adriana Anders. This one comes out in August. It is the sequel or next book after Whiteout that came out last year. It is essentially survivalist romance, which again, wasn't something that I had read a lot of before Whiteout. And it is so good. And it is also spicy. Adriana writes very like, just spicy, delicious.
Whiteout has just one bed. So if you're, or just one sleeping bag. So if you're looking for that trope, go to Whiteout first.
Uncharted also has forced proximity. And this one, Whiteout is set in Antarctica. Uncharted is set in Alaska. So you've got that need to kind of cozy up and get warm.
Cold weather.
Yes. Next is I Kissed a Girl from Janae Alexander. This one comes out in August. It is Janae's debut. It is about a scream queen who is really wanting to kind of break out of her B-list stardom. And if you don't know what a scream queen is, it's the actresses who work on, like, you saw Scream Queen, the TV show, I would hope, but horror movie actresses and the like. And she's starring in a creature feature called Scaredactyl, which I'm obsessed with. And she needs a little bit of help that she finds through her makeup artist. And it's got one lesbian heroine and one bisexual heroine. And the author, it's an own voices book for the queer, and the one of the heroines is Jewish. Sorry, both the heroines is Jewish. Very good. Super excited about that one. Just like absolutely adorable. If you loved Something to Talk About, if you loved Red, White, and Royal Blue, you're going to love I Kissed.
Oh my gosh.
Next is A Spot of Trouble. This one is from Terry Wilson. Look at, I know you guys can't see it because it's audio, but this has a hilariously crazy Dalmatian on the front. And it's about the hero and heroine each own a Dalmatian. One is a fire rescue Dalmatian that is very, very well behaved. And the other one, not so well behaved, and they accidentally get swapped. So you read about like people getting swapped, but this one is dogs. And it is, Terry refers to it as the 101 Dalmatians rom-com. And it's just, it's so much fun. It's silly shenanigans. And like I said, that one comes out in September.
So I had a Dalmatian growing up, and I can tell you, they are crazy. Yeah. He went to train, he failed school a couple of times, so we had to keep training him to go through it. But they're crazy. They're like high energy, high, you know, like lots of space to play around, you know?
Yes. Yeah. And they are not small dogs. So you need a lot of space and you need a lot of energy to take them out for walks. And which you can see when you look at the one on the cover, it cracks me up every time I see it. I have two more. Well, one more. Well, you said summer, so I'll stop. One more. Witch Please from Anna Guire. So this one also comes out in September, and it is a paranormal rom-com, which there's not many of. And there's a ton of witch books coming out that I'm excited about. This one is about a family of modern tech witches. So their magic has to do with technology. And the hero is a virgin bisexual baker who owns a bakery called Sugar Daddy's. I feel like that's really all I need to say. Witches and bakers and oh my God, it's so much fun. So I'm really excited about that one too. So really a lot of books this summer that I'm excited about.
Oh my gosh, there's so many books excited. And I'll post a link for more books that are coming out this summer in the show notes. So you get to see more other books if you're looking for more.
Yes, because I could talk about all of them, but I think we would be here forever.
Yes. Oh my gosh, there's so many. So let's chat about some books that have been released already. Some winter, spring releases. You got some paranormals, you got some historicals, you got some contemporary. So, and you mentioned a couple of them who have been released already, like Yes and I Love You, we can talk mm-hmm. about Big Bad Wolf, and, you know, and Happy Singles Day. So there's some good stuff that you have.
Yeah, we had a lot of great books come out already. I'll start with Big Bad Wolf, since you mentioned that one, because it's awesome and sexy. And so we had Big Bad Wolf by Suleika Snyder. Her next book is called Pretty Little Lion. And it comes out in October, which I know we always said summer, but I know. Look at that.
Oh my God.
So this one, Big Bad Wolf, came out in January. It's paranormal romantic suspense. It's set in an alternate world, essentially. So it's set after the 2016 election, where supernatural creatures came out and were discovered. And so there's a task force that was set up to help protect them, but then there's some that are hunting them down, and it is just it's so sexy and so thrilling, and you'll be on the edge of your seat the whole time. So highly recommend Big Bad Wolf, and then like I said, Pretty Little Lion in October. Which, can we just talk about Pretty Little Lion as the title? Just we launched that book internally, and I freaked out over that title. It is perfect and hilarious. Speaking of wolves, though, we also had A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing by Susanna Allen. This one came out in March. This one is paranormal regency. So the Duke is also a werewolf, and it's just fun and rompy and just absolutely delicious. So if you like your regency with a little bit of paranormal, I would definitely recommend that one. We also had The Nightborn come out, and The Stormbringer was the one that was before that. So The Nightborn is the second book in the trilogy, followed by Blood and Ember, which comes out this summer from Isabel Cooper. If you like Jennifer Armentrout, if you like fantasy and amazing world building and dragons and sentinels and all of the awesome things that come with fantasy, I would highly recommend that series. Speaking of Regency a second ago and Bridgerton earlier, Jane Ashford, we published We Give a Rogue a Rebel. This one is actually two books in one, so you get two books for the price of one, which I think is always really fun. And she is a slightly less sexy Bridgerton, so if that was a little too spicy for you, which is totally fine, I would definitely recommend checking out Jane Ashford. She has a book, a first in series actually coming out this summer called The Duke Who Loved Me. So even more regencies from Jane. I've got Winner Takes All from Sandra Kitt. This one came out in April. This one, just ask yourself, if you won the lottery, what would you do? And that is basically what this book is. It's kind of second chance. Love, the hero wins the lottery, and the person who is announcing the winner, she actually used to have a crush on him when they were younger. And so it's just really fun and warm-hearted, and it's kind of like a fun little fantasy, you know, what would happen if you won the lottery. The Girl with Stars in Her Eyes by Zio Axelrod. This one I absolutely love. This one is the Target Diverse Book Club pick for May. And it is also a Book of the Month add-on. So if you have Book of the Month, you can get it there. But this one is about a all-female rock band on the brink of breaking out. Book one centers on Tony Bennett. Haha. I love that little. Sorry. I love that. She is a kind of musician in the Philly scene, but also a guitarist for hire, who ends up getting an audition with the Lilies, who is the all-female rock band that I was talking about. And it turns out that someone on the Lilies team is actually a guy that she had grown up with. So it's also a second chance. And it's so good. Zio is a musician herself. So it's all of the backstage and behind the scenes of the music industry feels really, really authentic, because it is. And it talks about race and misogyny and all of the things that come with the music industry. And I love this one, so highly recommend that one. And then I've got Enjoy the View from Sarah Morgenthaler. This one is the third book in the Moose Springs, Alaska series. If you are looking for a escape, this one is perfect. You can escape to Moose Springs, Alaska. Sarah has this incredible way with quirky, silly characters and animals. And this one is great because it's Grumpy Sunshine, which is a personal favorite trope of mine. And it's about a Hollywood starlet who goes to Alaska to film a documentary, and she runs into a hero who basically lives off in the woods all by himself and doesn't really want to interact with anyone, which again is basically my catnip when it comes to books, comes to heroes. Like, give me a gruff, grumpy cinnamon roll and I'm in. And this one is the third after The Tourist Attraction and Mistletoe and Mr. Right. And then, like you mentioned, Laura, we had Happy Singles Day from Anne-Marie Walker that came out this year. This one is Enemies to Lovers. It's about Paige, who is a professional organizer in need of a vacation, which I can definitely relate to. And she goes to a B&B that wasn't supposed to be listed. And so the hero is pretty grumpy about that. And it's about whether or not they can survive the week together. It's really fun. I'm done. All right. That was a lot. I know.
But these are so good. You're publishing so many good books. Like, there's like a little bit of everything for everyone. There's paranormal, there's some historical, there's some historical slash paranormal, there's good contemporary, there's different levels of spiciness within the contemporary. So this is so good. So I asked this question because sometimes, you know, authors may not publish every year. And so we may have some hidden gems in those backlist titles. So which authors would you recommend for us to dig in, you know, either borrow from a library or buy it from bookshop? Which authors are we should look for?
I have a stack of those as well, because there's a lot of incredible books in our backlist that I would love people to check out. I'm just going to mention it for a second, because if you have seen or heard me talk for any time in the past year, you've heard me talk about Boyfriend Material by Alexis Hall. But we did recently announce the sequel, Husband Material, is coming in 2022. So now is the perfect time to pick up Boyfriend Material. I also wanted to mention, I feel like a lot of people know Amanda Boucher, but we have a new book in the Kingmaker Chronicles coming in 2022.
Oh my God.
So if you haven't heard of Amanda Boucher, she wrote the Kingmaker Chronicles. The first book is Promise of Fire, Breath of Fire, Heart on Fire. And they are just amazing fantasy romance. If you love, like I mentioned earlier, if you love Jennifer Armentrout, if you love Greek mythology, because the it's based on Greek mythology, and it's got incredible world building, and it is also spicy. And if you love your alpha heroes, you should check out Amanda. She also does have, I did bring it over as well, sci-fi. So this one's Night Chaser and then Starbreaker. So if you like space, which I have really been into sci-fi lately, so I would highly recommend that series as well. We also published Juno Rushton. So this one, the first book is called Every Last Breath. It's the Final Hour series is what it's called. This is basically Jason Bourne in a romance novel. If you like edge of your seat thrillers, this one is, I would highly recommend this series. I love it so much. Speaking about mythology, I also brought Crazy Cupid Love, because this one, I think that a lot of rom-com fans would really love this. It is in mass market, but I think format doesn't matter. But it is basically Percy Jackson for romance fans. And it is about Cupids, like a family of Cupids. And it's just so much fun. So if you love Percy Jackson, if you love Greek mythology and you want to laugh, I would definitely recommend Crazy Cupid Love from Amanda Hager. The Rebel Wears Plaid from Eliza Knight. This one is Scottish historical, and it's the first in a series as well. There are three books in this series. And it's really cool because all of the heroines are based on real women in history. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's a really cool angle. So if, you know, real historical fact in your historical is something that you're interested in, I would definitely recommend that. I pretty much always talk about Katie Ruggle, but I'm going to talk about Katie Ruggle. So Hold Your Breath is the first book in the Rocky Mountain Search and Rescue series, but she has three Rocky Mountain series. And if you like a cast of characters and you like your Grumpy Sunshine and you like edge of your seat, romantic suspense, she's got all of those things mixed in with delicious, fun, silly banter. And I love Katie Ruggle. She's a personal favorite of mine. And she's got a lot of books in the backlist. So if you like one, you've got a ton to pick up. And then I've got two Regencies, like I mentioned. So if you are feeling that Bridgerton kind of like hole in your life and you're waiting for the next book, I would recommend Amy Sandys. She has the Fallen Ladies series. So the first one, I mean, I know, again, you guys can't see it, but Laura.
Gosh, this is so good. Oh,
it's
my
so
God.
Sexy. This cover, it's just super sexy and bold. So the first one is Lord of Lies. So I would recommend checking her out. And then also Shayna Galen. She wrote Third Sons of Charm and Earls Just Want to Have Fun and just like so many wonderful, unforgettable characters, humor. So I would definitely recommend checking out Shayna as well. And then one more, and I promise I'll be done. Maria Vale has The Last Wolf is the First, A Wolf Apart, and then Forever Wolf. And the fourth one is coming next year. So again, it's the perfect time to pick up this series. This one is paranormal romance, but in my opinion has fantasy level world building. And it's really, really fun, really cool. Maria has created this incredible world, and in her world, shifters and werewolves are different. So shifters have control over when they can shift. Werewolves, they have to turn on the full moon. So 3 days out of every 30, when the moon is full, they shift and they're really vulnerable. And so they can be hunted down. And so you've got that little like thrilling aspect to it as well. So I would definitely recommend Maria as well. And now I promise I'm done. No more.
So you basically wrecked my TBR. So I'm going to be buying all these books and I'm like, okay, like here's what I need to get. Here's what I need to get. Like, oh my gosh. Like I just need to spend the summer reading source books, Katza's books.
And I will get behind that.
Yeah, I have, because actually I bought a paranormal surprise box from Love Street Arrow. I asked him, I was like, I want to try paranormal. I'm not sure where to go. And they literally sent me like 9 source books, Casa paranormal. So they sent me a Mind of the Chest, sent me like some Highland Vikings. I was like, oh my God. So I have like a list already of books to start reading.
That's amazing. We do have a lot of paranormal, which I love. Like we've got Terry Steer and Paige Tyler and Isabel Cooper and just on and on and on. So we do have a lot that you can check out.
Yes, it's perfect. So, yeah. So tell us where you can find source books online, like Instagram, website, and all the fun stuff.
So we are Sourcebooks Casa on both TikTok and Instagram, and then Sourcebooks and Twitter, excuse me. So Sourcebooks Casa on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter, and then Sourcebooks Casablanca on Facebook. And then our website is, we just have a sourcebooks.com. You can check us out.
Thank you, Steph, for being on the show.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. The What You Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.